Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. That's all the bank you need, you know. And think, speaking of the Bank of St. Lucia, going on right now, we have that home sweet home plan. Go to the Bank of St. Lucia and get yourself a nice interest rate on a home, a land, mortgage, anything like that. Yes, Dan? Our guest in studio this afternoon is none other than North Jamal.
Good afternoon.
Jamal Charles, how are you doing, Jamal?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You doing well?
I'm doing good. A little nervous, but
you're looking like you're doing well. You're looking like you're doing well. I appreciate that. Yes, everybody see you looking, you're confident and you're ready to do this thing.
Good afternoon, everybody. Hope everyone's having a good day.
Having a good day.
You having a good day? That's all I'm asking. You're here today.
Yeah. Good afternoon to your Instagram live as well, you know. Yeah, we need y'all.
Yeah, we're there.
If you have questions, send the questions to
me. Yeah, we can send the questions through Instagram live.
We're talking this entire afternoon.
I appreciate you even having me on this, you know. I think what you guys are doing is very impactful and important, just highlighting the youth and, you know, giving them the exposure and recognition that they may
not be. And we highlighted you today. I said, okay. We're turning it up. All right. So, Jamal, you're here this afternoon first. So, talk about a few things. Mm-hmm. I mean, firstly, your passion, I think. Again, it's something people overlook, but before I even get into that, you gotta tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, where you're from, your school. I am from
St. Lucia. I did school St. Lucia and Florida, so back and forth a lot.
Okay.
I did school in St. Lucia up to Form 4 and moved to Florida until college. I went to Florida Atlantic University.
Okay.
27 years old. I've been gaming all my life. I have an older brother, 2 years, Dez.
I mean that too.
Yeah, the competitiveness came from that, where when we were younger, he would never let me win. And I would always, you know, cry to my mom, and Dez is never letting me win. So I think the competitive came from, you know, just losing every single day to my brother.
I can't relate on that front because I have a twin brother. And when we were younger, we had a little PlayStation 2, you know, the PS3, them thing.
Yeah,
I like to tell you, I used to take Lixie.
I used to take Lixie.
You used to take Lixie. FIFA and Street Fighter. I used to give you serious Lixie.
I used to take a lot. Like now it's a different story. You know,
but I'm telling you, in fact, you can't talk to me.
You can't talk to me at all.
The man was waxing me, bro. I'm telling you something. Like I couldn't. Get around it. But actually, we had a guest the other day. He was actually here to speak about gaming and that sort of thing. And I think it's actually interesting, you know, to have somebody within probably like the space of a month and a half coming to talk about gaming as well. But this time with a little twist.
Of course.
You understand? So we'll get to the twist a little later.
We're going to talk
about the gaming for a little while. I mean, parents, and that's the second time I'm going to say this. Buy the games to the children.
I mean, it's. I know parents... are nervous or like, you know, the kind of games that are out there. Obviously, which you can't regulate, you can't supervise your kids, but there are some games out there that allow kids to express their creativity.
And thrive. We're talking about things like Fortnite, Roblox and Minecraft.
So many out there, Call of Duty, FIFA. You know, there are kids that are very passionate about sports too, and playing those games, you know, help them in the long run.
Right. It really breaks down some barriers.
Yeah, man, for sure.
Okay, so you tell me you're playing game, but I mean, you tell me you're 27 too, can start to think about probably where you started. But tell me, so where you started? You starting up PS1?
Gaming in general? Started early, Nintendo 64.
Wow.
Sega Genesis. The only reason I started that early is because I had my uncles around. Okay. They had them.
Because I know these games before our time.
I mean,
can be roughly around the same.
I won't ask your age, but
I'm telling you, I'm a little younger than you, and I'm saying that Sega Genesis. You know what I was thinking about that Biggie Smalls, you know?
The reason I was able to play, because my uncles growing up had them, and you know, that's where I was first introduced into, you know, video games and playing games like NBA 2K, NBA Live,
NBA Live,
FIFA, GameCube, Mario.
Okay.
All the handheld SP, Advance,
PSP, DS, you know,
all of those.
Went to school with these things when you were young. It's like, use the money.
Yeah, man, I was grateful enough and fortunate enough to, you know, be able to. My brother had a
DS Lite, I think, a month after that came out.
Yeah.
Right? And I went to school with that around Christmas time because, you know, you can't go to school if you're
That story about to go south.
No, they're going south.
Okay.
If I could go in south, because when I was at school, I think a man ended up breaking my game. Screen of that, when I went by at the time, the other place, Game Hunter, on his fellas put glue on my game to try and stick by it and my screen never recovered from that. These are some of the fun stories growing up. I mean, you go by your partner, I'm gonna have a PS2, right?
Exactly. Yeah, where like, all your boys come over to your house. You'll have a FIFA.
You're playing a burnout. You're playing one
exactly.
game. Exactly. Like,
you know, the winner stays there and the loser, you know, you have to wait.
You have to pass the controller. That was the culture. And that ain't changed, you know.
Exactly.
You from Beaufort. But for the people in Castries that know about playing game, we used to go by the market after school. You know, they had a game shop there, Bounty. Yeah. The other man, Lion. We used to go and play game in this place, pay a dollar.
And that's where you find out who the fellas in the community are really good at these games.
And at the time, places like Courts would have, shout out to the corporate sponsor. We used to have FIFA competitions. These things are dead now.
Yeah, I think even now there is currently a FIFA tournament going on. But
I don't know about them things. Yeah, but at the time, yo, that was it. You know, a man going in the game shop on a Saturday from morning, midnight, not playing game till afternoon.
Until afternoon, the passion is there.
I mean, I lost it somewhere along the line. But you didn't lose it.
I mean, for sure. I kept it. It's always a passion. It's been a passion of mine. Already, like, you know, I'm fortunate enough to say that, you know, when the new game comes out, I'm in the place
to get it
to play it, and it's always exciting, always, you know? So that's where the passion stemmed from. It's still there. And
but in terms of challenges, was it ever a challenge to get a game, like, you know, having your mother telling you, well, you know, but you know, if you get an A at the end of the term, you're getting a new game,
boy,
like, that sort of thing.
But it was like that in a sense where she would get the game, and if I get the, then she'll take the game away. So
you know, that reminded me of my mother.
And obviously I had to play up till a certain time, but I'll always be under my covers with my little SP playing.
Now that's why it's coming, chicken. You could have played game Monday to Friday, because I know some parents can't play game unless it's like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I couldn't play game during the week, but I used to steal the game. Right? I had my DS.
They used to take it from you.
The DSi. My mother used to hide that in the wardrobe where she had the bed sheets.
You knew it was.
But I knew where she was putting it, because on a Sunday afternoon, I'd see she taking it from me. Right? I'm pushing it into a so on a night, I just go in and take it and put that back. By the time Friday come, the game dead, you know. Because whole week,
you don't have to play the game.
I'm telling you, I don't have to play the game. I don't want that Friday because I don't play that Monday to Thursday. She probably listened to me, but Diana.
For sure. Shout out Bobby.
Again, the culture. Mm-hmm. The culture was there, and it's good to see somebody still taking this thing to another level.
You said challenges, but let's touch on, you know, what you're about to bring up, and then the challenges that come with it. So.
Well, you know, you're not leading the way now.
You go ahead.
What I'm saying is, I think that the culture is very important. For example, FIFA is my game, right? I love FIFA. I've played FIFA from FIFA 06 all the way to 23, and honestly,
it's just a fun game.
But I'll be honest, if you, it ain't good again. You understand?
I understand what you're saying, where they stray away from, or they try to add a little hit this here and there.
It's not what it used to be. You know, I could say that.
Yeah.
When you could have gone and play a split screen game, you can't do split screen no more. When a partner come at my home, it's like every game is a one controller. Like for me, these that's some of the things I don't like about games now. You know, if you don't have PlayStation Network,
I understand what you're saying.
It's a money making thing now. You know?
But in defense to that, it wasn't the online part of it wasn't that big back then.
It wasn't.
But now people are really focused on the online part, aspect, being able to play with people from across
the world,
across the world, and that's why.
That's why you're here today. Is what I think you have a great appreciation for, and we could talk about that after we talk about challenges. Then we'll go for a commercial break. So let's talk about some of the challenges.
So do you want to talk about what I'm currently doing now?
Listen, what you doing currently now?
So currently now, I am a live streamer / content creator on Twitch. Twitch is a platform where you are able to a bunch of different things: play music, just talk, paint, draw, whatever you name it, you can do it on Twitch and you can live stream it. But me personally, I live stream different games: Call of Duty, FIFA, and scary games, just to, you know, keep the entertainment there.
A little spice there. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So you're able to live stream on the platform, and people from anywhere around the world are able to tune in and just sit there in your channel and vibe with you, and, you know, ask you questions, able to chat with you at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
So how long have you been on Twitch? Because I know about Twitch, I think, only because of kind of COVID to it, because during COVID,
That's when I started streaming.
During COVID, there were Twitch parties. People would go on to Twitch and, you know, DJ go online. And
Yeah. Because you weren't able to go out. You had to stay home. Yeah. So how it started was 2.5 years ago. I always played, me and my friends always played like late night, whatever. But shout out Brian, Brio. He's the one that actually told me, yo, you play this game so much. You're decent at it. You're good at it. why not just go live? Why not just stream it? It's free. So I was like, you know what? All right, I'll try it.
The game has the option to go live on Twitch. Yes.
You're able to go live on Twitch. First, I started going live just for my PS, my PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's on the system. So going live, and I tried it out, and it started picking up where people from all over the world just came through, say hi, say what's up, get to know them, mm-hmm. build a connection with them, which I think is really important and really cool to be able to talk to someone from Norway. Someone pulling, hey, I'm from Norway, which is, you know.
And speak to people.
Yeah, which is insane where you can.
And you tell me you get that kind of vibe on PlayStation, eh?
But you can.
No, because I... Again, I'm part of the long-standing debate between Xbox and PlayStation.
Oh,
because
boy.
I've had an Xbox for a very long time.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've had a PlayStation 2, 3, and 4, and I passed 3 PS4s. All of them gave me problems.
You passed 3 PS4s?
I passed 3 of them, and wow. every single one gave a problem. So what I did was, around that time, I switched to Xbox. So I had the Series S,
the
Xbox One S, and all these things.
Yeah.
And then I found that the platform was a bit more friendly. So sometimes I'd probably play FIFA Ultimate Team and somebody beat me in the game.
Yeah.
And the guy would message me and say, yo, these two defensive midfielders you have not
oh,
good.
Oh,
change the person you have.
I thought that was going down a different
Yeah, no,
different
I'm saying,
avenue.
Literally, like the guys on the Xbox
yeah,
are
yeah.
more friendly.
And help you.
Yeah, they'll help you out probably. From the time I've been playing my PlayStation and I've had my PS5 for a few months, I never get a message. So it's like a bunch of savages.
So you're talking about on the system itself.
I find the online platforms.
I mean, the discoverability from just playing online is very in comparison to live streaming on a platform.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just being streaming for 2.5 years, we can talk about it. I don't know if you have a heartbreak or...
No.
We're good. So started streaming during COVID. Brio, shout out Brio again, told me to start streaming. Started streaming from my little laptop with a capture card to my PlayStation to be able to, you know, and added a webcam so people could see me. It went from there to being able to build my own custom PC in result to my community donating.
Okay.
To be able to build the custom parts to build a PC. So shout out everybody from Twitch community. Just being able, it's so incredible that, like, you know, random people from around the world tune into your channel and it's a hard concept. It was a hard concept for me to grasp. It still is, kind of, where they are attracted to your personality.
More than anything else. Okay.
Yeah, and you're able to build a connection with, you know, people from around the world, and it gets to a point where, you know, they want to support you, they want to see you go further, which is incredible, which is, you know, very, very, very humbling as well. So I was able to build a better PC, better quality, push out, able to edit faster, push out content quicker. But yeah, that's where we are right now. Sorry, I didn't say after COVID. So streaming through COVID.
Yes.
Streaming through COVID, building a community.
That was the start of it.
So everyone's locked in.
And at this point, you're transitioning from using your console itself to going on to...
Just PC. Yeah.
That hurts me.
I mean, there are still a lot of big, really big streamers that stream from their console.
Yeah.
All they do is you attach a capture card, they call it, to just capture the gameplay from the console, and you're just able to live stream it and broadcast it. Yeah.
I would never lose the console.
I'm always a console boy at heart.
That's what I was saying. I like the concept of live stream. As I say, I think the online aspect of games has really brought a new dynamic to it all.
It really has.
I mean, for example, again, we have you here today as a result of that. But I think with the online platform for games, I mean, it's far-reaching, as you said.
Yep.
I mean, we sometimes when you play online, you're kind of condemned by the region you're in.
Right.
Because when I play, all I get is Latin American fellas.
They have different servers where you pay to make the connection better that they link you with. Yeah.
I stuck with the fellas from Ecuador and Venezuela and Colombia. I don't like to play them because sometimes, again, they'll curse you and they'll curse you in Spanish.
And you don't know what they're saying.
You understand? And sometimes you play Call of Duty online and you hear them on the microphone saying the most insulting thing.
Insulting things. In that space, it's very...
I could stand back. I tell them straight. But they don't understand what you're saying, obviously. But, you know, it's a bit of banter.
It's two different things.
One guy talking Spanish and another talking English. I mean, it's good. But then again, you have Twitch that tries to break some of these barriers, and you have an entire global audience.
Right. Yeah.
And that global audience has been very kind to you.
Man. and incredible. The support is humbling. It's incredible. It's something I never imagined when I first started streaming.
Mm-hmm.
So with Twitch, we don't have the biggest platform, but we make things shake.
Just for the sake of asking, what's the following now on Twitch?
My follow on Twitch is about 4,000 followers.
Okay,
not the biggest platform, mm-hmm. but the core community, the things we're able to do is absolutely incredible.
Okay.
So after 1 year of streaming, celebrated my anniversary on streaming Twitch. On Twitch, we decided to do a charity stream, which is a 24-hour stream. So streaming live for 24 hours straight, no sleep, with incentives and setting a goal to reach. Incentives like if we reach a certain goal, I would shave my entire beard,
I
ended up shaving my entire beard and dyeing and bleaching my hair. Okay. Things like eating egg raw, eating a pepper. Things like that, just to make it entertaining throughout the week. Incentives. So that stream we did school supplies. So whatever we raised from that first stream, we used everything, purchased books, pencils, all the necessities, and we donated it to Plainview Combined School.
Okay.
Incredible. Again, a very, very humbling experience.
Again, in the most colloquial term I could ever use, big up yourself.
It's to be honest, it's not just me. I'm just the person that's in front of the camera playing the game, and you know, but
it's 100% the Twitch family.
It's the Twitch family. I have also what we call moderators that make the stream run smoothly. Shout out! Okay. Can I go ahead and shout out my moderators one time?
That is your show.
Shout out to Brio, Grim, Mara, Agro, Selly. The stream does not happen without them. So I might be the face of the stream, but for everything to run, so I'm sure you can relate to that too. For everything to run smoothly,
nice the whole team in the background. We can't have Youth Unplugged without Banker Sinun Show. We can't have Youth Unplugged without Team RCI making sure everything intact.
I'm not the most tech savvy person, so if I have an issue, I run to them, and they make it happen. So shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them.
Okay. So you've been using the Twitch platform. Again, I don't think we made that abundantly clear. Mm-hmm. But he's been using that Twitch platform to literally raise funds, people. And I think that's big in itself. People, again, I'm saying, don't take away the games from the students. Don't take away the games from the children.
You never know, man.
Look at how he could use the same platform, the same gaming platform, to raise money to help students of St. Lucia.
Exactly.
You understand?
It's an example. It's just to go to show that, you know, anything is possible. So if you're passionate about something in this day and age, especially with, you know, the content and the internet right now, where we are right now, it's you're able to pursue your passion. You're able to make something out of it. You don't have to. You know, I'm not saying don't pursue, you know, whatever you want to do, but if it's something outside of the box, if you are able to break the mold, believe in yourself, surround yourself with a positive group, and I promise you the sky is the limit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So again, I have to dissect the thing a little bit, because 24 hours of streaming. So you're sleeping?
It's tough. So 24 hours.
I can't stay up for more than 60.
So
that's even a little stretch from 60. No, bro, I'm telling you.
No, that's the mark. So we're staying up, and then when it took 24 hours, when you see that 16-hour mark hits, that's when it gets kind of like, wow, like I'm really
tired. Yeah, I'm real tight. Your fingers are getting cramped. You're getting supple on your hand.
My eyes.
I can't do that.
It's for a good cause, and, mm-hmm. and just remembering, as long as I tell myself it's for a good cause, it's easy. It's like work.
You're getting through.
Yeah. So the second year, so I've been streaming for 2.5 years. So second year anniversary, we did another
24 hours.
Another 24 hour stream.
Madness.
Waxed my legs or live on stream. Now you can't see it.
The legs set up already.
It looked like a chessboard kind of. You know, yeah.
Nah.
You know, a couple of things like that. Eating. Pickles. I eat pickles, so I eat pickles live on.
Pickles is a good vibe. Yeah,
I can't.
Man, you ever go by Subway? You can't go by Subway and take some pickles in my.
So
team, you know?
All different incentives just to make that 24-hour go smooth and just hit and be able to hit those goals, those marks. So we ended up raising about north of 6,000 US dollars.
Wow.
And with with that, we purchased toys.
Mm-hmm.
I think everything I for me personally, everything I want to do and giving back is centered around the youth and the kids who are not really able to, you know, speak up for themselves or do much for themselves. Mm-hmm. I wanted to keep it centered around the youth. We did a toy drive. So we went out, bought toys, shipped them to St. Lucia, and went to the community of Daemon / Latuni in Viewfort and handed out toys for, you know, the kids. And
mm-hmm.
the smiles on their faces after, you know, that just does it for me. Just being able to see, you know, the impact and the mood changing from, you know, like a neutral face to like just a big smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got a gift they were able to, you know, maybe if they weren't able to unwrap a gift for Christmas, you know, they see that.
So that drive was around Christmas.
It was Christmas drive. Yeah, yeah.
You didn't tell me now.
Sorry about that. The stream anniversary is like October, so around October.
So by the time you have a few weeks to set up
for December.
So October coming up, eh?
It's coming up. It's coming up.
I could tune in this year, and I expect to see some big things.
So, this year we're actually planning to do a food drive.
Okay.
There are lots of communities that.
And still, just about to ask about the community.
Go ahead.
I mean, I see you stick with Viewfort. I mean, Viewfort is your town.
That's home.
You know, Viewfort has a lot going on as well. But see, we have a couple of districts. You know, you can make a turn in enough. You know,
my goal is to make it big enough to where I'm able to do different communities.
Okay.
We're able to give to different communities that, you know, that are in need, because there are a lot of. Communities.
There's got to be West Coast. Eventually, you must reach.
Bro, there are a lot of communities that are in need. So if doing the food drive, if we're able to provide them with one less thing to worry about,
mm-hmm.
cans of milk, cans of canned foods, hampers with, mm-hmm. you know, different necessities. If we're able to provide one less thing for them to worry about, you know, for the day, then
that's good. That's good. That's a positive thing.
It's a positive thing.
Yeah. So the social responsibility, I mean, each and every single one of us have it.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy to see you actually, you know, taking up the mantle and doing something.
It.
So, as I said,
I enjoy helping, especially like learning the young kids, just being able to, or being in a position to, you know, help them a little bit. Mm-hmm. It really, really does it for me. And I was never one to, like, you know, donate or give back. But with Twitch came the opportunity
to do so,
which I'm very, very grateful for.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, I feel if you're on your Instagram now, you could probably just put philanthropist in the bio.
Nah.
Yeah, let's put that because I mean that's a bit of philanthropy. I mean, if you're on LinkedIn too, just put that. Yes, I mean it's a bit of a joke, but I mean, what's next for you? I mean, going forward, how?
So what I just touched on briefly, just continuing it. I know we're going on year three. I'm very passionate about it, and obviously I love gaming. There's a competitive side of gaming, yeah, that's cool, that's fine. But being able to use that platform to provide on a bigger scale, if I'm able to, in the long run, that's the ultimate goal, and it's something that I want to do yearly, or even 5 months, every 5 months, if I'm able to, you know, do something to. Just give back to communities.
Okay.
That's the ultimate goal.
But I suspect probably just now we're gonna have to have a half year stream. I mean,
if it gets to that, and if we're able to provide, then
we don't
by all means.
I mean, we're not doing it.
By all means.
So people, this is not Jamal, eh? And if you want to follow him on Twitch, what's it, Twitch? Not Jamal.
The Twitch is twitch.tv/ not NOTJHAMAL. The Jamal is spelled kind of. It's different. It's JHAMAL. Yeah.
Jamal Jamaling.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Jamal. A lot of people don't know that. It's supposed to be Jamal, but everybody just runs with the Jamal. So I just let it.
You know, we Lucians already.
We're calling people what we want to call them. Exactly.
But what's the Instagram? Because, you know, we can follow you on Instagram.
The Instagram is the same. It's not Jamal as well. N O T J H.
You don't want people to know you, Jamal, not Jamal.
I mean, it's honestly, I wish I was able to give like a very inside story, a very deep story behind
about
where that
the,
came
where
from.
Where from?
Honestly, don't have
you
one.
You don't have
one. Honestly,
Jamal,
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
Tell you something here. Big up yourself. According to the program director, you run things for years without fears and tears. You have somebody ever tell you that?
Oh,
before?
Wow. We'll say that again.
You run things for years without fears
and tears. You run things for years without fears and tears. That's amazing.
You still in that? You're gonna see that, we'll probably see that on Twitch tonight. Yes, and let the people know they're running things with you without fears and
tears. I appreciate you guys reaching out and bringing me here. You know, it's something I've never done something like this. So being able
to see what Nova said right now,
I'm still kind of nervous.
The word's coming out. That means a positive thing.
I appreciate the opportunity to come here and speak about it, because you don't really get, you know, you tell someone, you run into someone on the street typically, and they ask you what you do for a living, and you say, I play video games, I live stream. They look at you like,
you're mad.
You know, what you say?
Like that.
So I'm letting like everybody know that here's this right now, especially the youth. You can be whatever you want to be. You can do what you don't have to follow the mold. You are able to break the mold. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's like me playing video games for a living is an example that you don't have to, you know. You have to put the work in. There is work. And we can talk about the challenges as well.
Mm-hmm.
There is work you have to put in to be able to grow. It's not just turn on the camera and be...
Yeah. It's a bit of patience too, because it's not going to just come overnight, you know. So, again...
Yeah, of course.
You could start it from an early age. You start a page when you're in Form 4. You think by the time you mm-hmm. leave secondary school...
Because the biggest streamer in the space right now, Nick Mooks, a lot of people know who Nick Mooks is.
Mm-hmm.
He plays Call of Duty. He's been streaming forever. He's grinded at it, kept up with it, and he's the biggest. He's averages like almost 40,000 viewers every time he goes live. On. So imagine going live and having 40,000 people
watching you play.
Just watching you play a game is actually, mm-hmm. it's incredible.
That's a great audience. If you have an audience of, mm-hmm. you know, how much money you could raise for different things.
Exactly. So,
and so
if
forth.
I'm able to grow the platform and still doing the charity streams, just being able to raise, you know, even more.
We could imagine
more
how
more.
Many communities,
how
we
many
could
communities
touch
we can
with.
And just putting smiles on faces and making life easier. That's the dream, man. It's just you're never too important to be nice to people. You're never too important to be kind to people. You know, I know we go through our trials and tribulations. We have our bad days, but simple things like, you know, hey, hello, good afternoon. Have a nice day. Opening the door.
It puts a smile.
That goes a long way. You never know what people are going through. You never know if someone's having a really bad day. Mm-hmm. You open the door for them. Enjoy your day. That does it.
And all of that falls underneath our social responsibility.
Exactly.
You know, and we try to not put emphasis on that sometimes. And I think it's very much needed in mm-hmm. every single thing.
Like I said, sorry to cut you off. We do go through our trials and tribulations, and it is easy in like the speed of just keeping up with life. And all the responsibilities that it is easy to forget mm-hmm. about, you know, that people are going through things, and it's easy to, you know, not be kind, not go out your way to be. You don't have to go all the way out of your way to be kind, but just like a simple, hey, you look good, you're having a nice, have a nice day. I hope you have a nice day. Good afternoon. Just being kind. It goes a really, really, really long way.
I feel you 100% on that. We actually run out of time.
Wow, 30 minutes already.
About that.
Wow.
So again, I just want to say thank you so much for popping in today. I look forward to October. And what October is about.
Yeah, so doing the food drive.
Yeah, man,
twitch.tv/NotJamal.
Also Instagram, NotGA.
Thank you guys for having me here, man. I really like what you guys are doing here, highlighting the youth.
Just give thanks.
Highlighting the youth, and they may not have, you know, the recognition that they deserve, and you guys are here doing this, so it's very impactful, it's very important. So thank you guys also for doing this.
Of course, big shout outs to RCI, mm-hmm. of course, big shout outs to Bank of Silicon Valley as well, making it possible. Always have some sort of thing going on for you, Fed. And of course, what's going on right now is Home Sweet Home. I ain't forget to tell about that, you know. Home Sweet Home, go hear about a mortgage, young people, go and hear about getting a piece of land, because I personally had to go look for a piece this year. I see where I get it yet, but probably I gotta come down to Viewfort.
I'm driving up here from Viewfort, there's land everywhere.
You know, there's land everywhere, there's but land. I mean, sometimes the piece of what I want.
Exactly.
And I go to a place, the place has snakes. You know, and I say, hey, I want nothing. You know, and I go see, but you know, the place has snakes. So,
yeah.
I mean, all these things are important. So, again, big shout out to the bank, big shout out to RCI, making it possible. So thanks for stopping by once again, Jamal.
Thank you.
And guys, this has been another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of Sinusha. That's all the bank you need. My name is Khaled Vidal. I will see you guys again next week. Next week, we have a big guest coming inside. Just wait. Yes, I have a big thing. You know, the carnival season is on the way. So I will start bringing in some soca artists. Of course, the Calypsonians, they passed through here last year. Of course, Zenia Douglas came through here last year on the interview. Zenia Douglas.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's our carnival queen. She came through here last year.
Yeah.
She won. right? Oh, yeah, yeah. I had Dejrell Long, he came in. He won Dejrell, Calypso as well. I had boy. T-Blacks coming inside here again. Dejrell, and he did some big things last year. Yes, so I'm telling you, people, Youth Unplugged, sponsored by the Bankers Energy. See you guys again
next
week.
Take care, everybody. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.